Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Mike Gamble, Epic's European Territory Manager.
Tell us a little about you now. Can you tell us a bit about your role at Epic?
I manage Europe for Epic on the technology licensing front. So that means I promote and sell Unreal Engine 3 licenses to games developers, big and small.
Earlier this year, we saw the Samaritan Tech demo. And what was the thinking behind producing that? And does it show the future of the industry?
It shows a future. I mean, for us, it was, well, we've called it our love letter to the hardware manufacturers. It shows what can be done with a level of hardware. I mean, it was built using PC DirectX 11 hardware that's available off the shelf today. And it was us saying, look, if you build this into, you know, say, the next generation of consoles, this is what we could do. Obviously, we can't say you must do this, or, you know, we don't know, the hardware manufacturers haven't told us yet what they're doing. But it was kind of for us to stimulate some thinking about what might be possible.
And it sort of goes against those that say, oh, PC gaming is dead, when obviously stuff like this is on a PC.
Yeah, totally. I mean, PC gaming is not dead by an incredibly long chalk. You only have to look at popularity of Steam. It's different now. It's not box product, but there's a PC game for every single person, in a sense. You know, it's gone niche. So you can get a PC game for a hardcore train guy. You can get a PC game for a, you know, hardcore RTS guy. You know, there's everything is there. It's just not available off the shelf. It's available digitally.
So the PC is a good avenue for train game students, for example, to try and get a game out there?
Yeah, PC Steam is a fantastic way of getting games out into the market and testing the waters. App Store on iOS is also fantastic. Really any of the open platforms, Mac likewise. You know, anywhere that you don't have to have a license from the hardware manufacturer and there's a marketplace built is a great way to get your product out.
And how has iOS changed the industry in the last few years?
I think it's made everyone think twice about what a game is. From a development point of view, it's meant that, again, there's the opportunity for small developers to create very interesting content and make some good money outside of the traditional publisher model, which is incredibly important for nurturing the growth of the industry, I think.
And how do you see that developing in the future?
Tricky one, that. I mean, you could argue that it's been a gold rush and now it's very, very difficult to set yourself apart. I think these things will evolve. They're going to get more and more powerful, and there will be a point where it's possible for you to essentially have, for all intents and purposes, the power of a console on your tablet, plug that into your TV, play it with a remote. You know, it kind of changes what a gaming device is, and I think that will only continue to accelerate.
And a bit about you, how did you get started in the industry?
Well, I was in real life, I'm a mechanical and production engineer, worked at the Ministry of Defence for 10 years, and then I worked in the toy industry. In the mid-90s, I decided to swap over to the video games industry, which was at that point just kind of becoming slightly professional. And so I joined as a producer, basically.
And what advice would you give to anyone looking to get into the games industry?
I think you have to get qualified. I think the days of being able to kind of wing it are gone. But as I said before, portfolio. It doesn't matter whether you're a designer or a programmer, a musician, whatever it is you are wanting to do in games, you need to build a portfolio of the stuff you have done yourself.
And UDK can help do that even with just modding.
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah. I mean, even creating mods is a really, really great way of getting a good portfolio. You know, it's really hard to build product from ground up, but as an individual, you can mod, and that's a really good way of doing it.
Great, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.